Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
A lot of political ads on at the moment because of our local elections. Word is there'll be a federal election, you know, maybe early next year or something.
Yeah.
So the pollies are out, you know, kissing babies and
doing their thing,
having photos of you know, doing the photo op thing. Really,
they're trying to prove to us they're everyday people just like us. They're like,
pretty much,
we're everyday people.
But at the moment, there's a big political scandal. It's called Grillgate. It's all to do with what many are claiming is a staged photo. So not since we saw, you know, Bill Shorten eating a sausage in bread from the middle out have we seen such a huge political scandal involving a barbecue. This has got Anthony Albanese. He's in the photo. And with him is Victorian Premier Dan Andrews.
Yeah, you got to be careful. That cost him the campaign, eating that sausage the wrong way.
Yeah, it hurt him politically. So in the photo, Albo's wearing a collared shirt and suit jacket, and he's taking the selfie. Meanwhile, Dan's in the background in a V-neck sweater with a pair of tongs in hand, a plate of asparagus next to a bunch of steaks that's on what looks like to be a cold grill.
Ooh.
So Liberal MP Jason Wood has basically, you know, called BS on this and said clearly you're not having a barbecue. And when you delve deeper into the image, you're like, yeah, I think Jason's right on this one. I don't like to take sides in politics, but
yeah,
this does look like a fake photo. It really does. I think it was just, you know, they were just staging it to put up on Albo's gram. You know, that was pretty much it.
Couple of things that obviously you can spot mistakes. It's like one of them pictures where it's like spot the 10 mistakes, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I thought at first it was going to be like, you know, maybe Albanese was trying to Photoshop down his chins or something. You know, like how they always go, oh, Kim Kardashian's been Photoshopping her butt or whatever. But no, there's a few things. I mean, firstly, asparagus.
Oh, come on.
Wait, why don't you just serve up a tossed Brussels sprout salad while you're at it? Who serves asparagus at a barbecue?
Pretty
what
ordinary.
Secondly, your grill's not on, guys.
Yep.
Like, you've been able to steer a state through a global pandemic, Dan, but you couldn't grab a gas bottle from the local servo? What are you doing?
Yeah, it probably doesn't help. The price tag from Bunnings is still on there as well or whatever. Like, you know.
That's it. The other thing was, not a drink in sight. Oh, do you know what I mean?
Nah, that's not acceptable.
And I'm like, if you're the Premier who gave us this banger,
Beers, get on the beers.
Surely you would have refreshments.
Got it.
Visible in a photo if you're trying to make it look like you're having a barbecue with your mate Albo. You know what I mean?
You can just tell these two have just never been to a barbecue in their life.
It seems like it. Lastly, suit jackets and V-neck sweaters. What are you eating your burgers with a knife and fork? Like that, your barbecue attire is straight to the dry cleaners after that because you're going to be spilling sauce and runny egg yolk down the front of that. Like, it's not going to happen. So
yeah.
Just, I don't know, their political advisors really dropped the ball on this one. I don't think anybody who was involved with the staging of this barbecue photo had actually been to a backyard barbecue before.
Yeah, it's become very evident, hasn't it?
We'll give you some advice, guys. Next time you want to put on a photo to appear more relatable because you're having a barbie with mates, firstly, get Albo to grab a gas bottle and a large tub of coleslaw or potato salad so you're not serving asparagus again. Secondly, have an esky full of drinks. As long as they're not light beers, you should be fine.
Yeah.
Another one, throw on a singlet, shorts and thongs, and you'll get bonus points if you have a novelty apron on. Maybe one that says, I grill beef and I pork barrel. That'd be good.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Morning, lads. How are we?
We're good.
You've got the good beard going on. I'm going to say Jim's Mowing, Papa Smurf.
Any one of those do. I am a fan of Papa Smurf, although I'm more a favourite of green than blue. So, but I must say, your moustache, young man, is a cracker.
You're the first person who's given me a flattering compliment about my moustache throughout November, Adrian.
Really?
Because prior to this, I've been told I look like I should be selling used stereo equipment out of a van.
People pull out the pepper spray when he grows a mo.
I did notice a van out the front, though. So,
that's not my van. No. But Crime Stoppers have asked people to stop calling their 1-800 number to report me when they see me on the street. So if you could do that,
I'd appreciate it.
Well done, Vega. Well done.
We do have to say well done to our listeners because, like you and Susie, they've been super supportive and very generous. We set ourselves a modest target of $1,000 to help out with Movember because all that money the money goes towards supporting men's health. And last week, we got past the $1,000 mark.
I know.
So we're just blown away by the generosity of people.
Mate, and so am I. Look, and that's always the big thing, I think, with this community down here. Like, anytime there's any sort of community fundraiser, people just dig deep. And it continues to surprise me to this day.
Yeah. And how have you gone with Movember in terms of your own personal health and... Because I found, like, the last week, we've been a little flat out here at work.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, there's a couple of times where I started to think about my own mental health, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should just stop and, like, take a bit of an appraisal about what's going on in my attic.
I can honestly say that the past month has been pretty tough. We've got some stuff going on at work. So I basically sat down and booked myself a mental health appointment with the doctor. And I was open with clients about it, and the majority of clients who I have come through the door said, wow, that's pretty cool. Apart from a couple of clients who said, what would you need help with? And, mate, we're all struggling. Every single one of us is struggling in some way.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what you do for a job, there's always going to be something that's going to get you down. So reach out to people who can listen, and that's the key.
Yeah, and throw that expectation, guys, blokes listening, out the window that it all must fall on your shoulders and you just need to suck it up and press on. That's not how it is. And that's what we've been trying to highlight with Movember. Mm. Yep. Okay, the support is there. You can reach out.
Yeah.
You can start with your friends and family if you don't feel confident about booking an appointment. Or like Adrian said, you can get in touch with many of the professionals here on the far south coast who can help you out.
Yeah, most definitely. Look, and sometimes the big thing is actually asking for help because, you know, we're blokes and we're big and tough and we've got testosterone flying around and, you know, wonderful facial hair.
The amount of testosterone flying around in this studio of the morning, Adrian. We need the mop and bucket by 9 o'clock.
The cleaners get called early.
Oh,
pay them extra.
A lot of steam cleaning done in our studio. But look, whether you donated or not, that's besides the point. Again, much appreciation to everyone who was able to spare some coin.
Yeah.
But if you take anything out of the past 30 days, reach out to your mates if you need help or you think they do. Adrian, to you and Susie and everyone there at SOS, especially Kasani with the mustache, the gorilla.
Very
nice. He's going to be shaving that off him.
Yeah, look he'll tomorrow. Basically come off tomorrow. We'll just delicately apply his little cutthroat and just sort of slice it back a bit.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if it was a sticky. Just it is, whoosh, rip it off like a Band-Aid sort of thing.
Well, look, you know, I wouldn't like to be the fella that pulls a moustache off a 600-pound gorilla.
Yeah.
I think that'd be pretty tough.
It's going to be a 1-2 combination, I think.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Feed him a banana and rip it off. You
know. We are not waxing my moustache off, by the way. It'll be a clippers and razor
job. What about just half?
No. Stop giving my boss ideas, Adrian. No, once again, thank you very much for your support, you and all the team there at SOS.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Usually when you hear the words Gold Coast and, you know, a bunch of birds waddling around, a little bit dazed and confused, I always think of those hens parties you see when you're around the Gold Coast.
Oh, yeah,
someone with a sash on that has to, you know, tick things off their bucket list.
Getting around in the pink stretch Hummer.
But this one actually has to do with some birds. Usually when you hear the stories of fireys rescuing something from a tree, it's always like a cat or something from a TV show or a cartoon. Mm-hmm. Fireys did have to rescue something. It wasn't a tree, though. It was actually a drain. A little bit unorthodox, and you can really tell the reporter was obsessed with getting as many little puns in there as possible when talking about this story.
10 little ducks went out one day, down a drain and far away.
Ducks can be a bit protective, but I think once they realised we were there to help, they kind of stood back and let us do our thing.
Using specialist equipment, the team of firefighters from Helensvale Station putting their ducks in a row, managing to pry open the drain.
Mm-hmm. Imagine getting the call of that in the station. You're doing your 12-hour shift, your night shift, your day shift at the fire station. All of a sudden, you're reading the paper, you get a call in saying there's a whole bunch of ducks in trouble.
Yeah.
Managed to get themselves down a drain.
A lot of people fighting to slide down the pole first to get to that emergency.
I imagine like a bit paper, scissors, rock. I'd be like, all right,
you
have a go at that one. But something very unusual, unfortunately.
It's like, wait, how do you decide whether you call in like the RSPCA or Animal Welfare League versus the Fireys? Like, did someone make a 000 call?
Or do you just make a call to Scrooge McDuck and say your nephews are on the run again?
Yeah.
It's like, what do you do in a situation like this? But obviously it must have been a slow day. They're like, okay, we respond to any calls. So we'll check this one out. Unfortunately, like you mentioned with snakes, this is the season for it. This is known as the trauma season. When
what
it
does
comes
that mean?
To... it's a little bit wet at the moment before it starts to get a little bit warmer. So all of a sudden, you know, some of the animals are getting displaced and things like that. You've got tourist season coming up as well. So maybe there's more traffic, there's more this, there's more that.
I was going to say, normally this time of year, like things trapped in a drain, it's probably a schoolie. If it's the Gold Coast, I didn't think it'd be ducks.
They'll just text one of their mates or something to help them out there. But luckily, it managed to work out okay. But it was a bit of a rescue mission there to try and get them out.
They are quite heavy, so I just had to lever it off using our normal bracket handle tools. No cutting reservoir, which is good.
All 10 little ones reunited with their parents with a clean bill of health.
It's a nice call to get. It's a nice outcome, able to deliver the ducks from the drain back into the wild.
Yeah, that was firefighter Scott Stevens, so a very good result there.
Mm.
And as you can hear, that reporter was just really obsessed with using as many, you know, like nursery rhyme and puns and things as possible in that whole story. Sure. So.
Full Ray Martin on that one. It's like, it's just ducks in a drain.
It is, I know. You're sort of glamming it up, aren't you? Just to throw one down her way as well. I'm surprised you didn't use this. You didn't try and mention, you know, instead of playing Duck Duck Goose, the fire is they're playing Duck Duck Deuce, if you know what I mean.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.